This is Dr. Oliveros, dictating for July the 25th, 2024. The first patient is Mr. Eugene Williams. Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Clinical case of a ...66-year-old African-American male that received a kidney transplant in 2022. This is a deceased donor in the kidney transplant in the left lower quadrant. Period. There is no history of postoperative complications, and there is no history of rejections. He was found with BK virus in the urine, however, there is no evidence of BK virus in the blood. The patient has a CKD. Times 3.8, the serum creatinine is 1.6, the BUN is 19, fasting glucose is 109, serum electrolytes were normal limits, liver function tests were normal limits. There is no evidence of anemia.
Oh, you have to let them know.
Okay.
The protein creatinine ratio is 182, which is within a normal range. In the urinalysis, the patient has a cloudy appearance. There is a 3+ leukocyte stearase. Protein is negative. White blood cells 11 to 30, and many bacteria. The culture of the urine was mixed genital flora. The patient is asymptomatic, hasn't been treated. In other words, he's stable. This is another time the LabCorp doesn't carry, the orders because the tacrolimus level was no reported, and the BK serum PCR neither, period. I emphasize the need for us to follow those labs. I'm going to request the patient to be emphatic at the lab. For what?
For the labs. She didn't get the lab shot.
I am going to talk to the lab specifically about this because this is extremely important. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy without urinary symptoms. Following number, essential hypertension, the patient remains with the diastolic between 90 and 80, 91 and 96. I am going to ask him to check the blood pressure at least twice a day for a couple of weeks and in order to reassess the blood pressure. We'll make the necessary adjustments in the blood pressure medication. A revaluation is going to be done in 3 months with laboratory workup. The case was discussed with the patient. And we will discuss with the lab. The time invested, 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and talking to the lab, and in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.